This is the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. All this hour, we've been talking about what the American dream means. We've been talking specifically about what that means here in Illinois in terms of whether or not people stay here. But we want to broaden the conversation American dream and how it's changed. That's because there's a project that's all about promoting dialogue about the American dream. It's called ReDream.
The American dream. White picket fences. 2.78 kids and a dog. It's a dream we once shared. What is success to you? What dreams do you chase?
To work a job that's going to make a difference in somebody else's life.
For many, higher education means social mobility.
People can come from anywhere, and if you're willing to work hard enough, you can have it all.
But there are still people that are left behind for a lot of different reasons. There's room, a lot of room for improvement across the board.
The 21st is partnering with ReDream. It's a nationwide series that's led by Kansas City Public Television, KCPT. So for the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing about this project on our airwaves, if you haven't noticed it online already. I'm joined now by Nathaniel Bosarth. He's the executive producer for ReDream, and Carla McCabe, the executive producer for ReDream. She's also vice president for digital and multimedia content at KCPT. Nathaniel, Carla, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Nathaniel, let's start with you. What's the ReDream project all about?
Well, ReDream is about, just like you said, starting a conversation about what does opportunity look like today in the 21st century? What does the American dream look like in the 21st century? We realize that there have been shifts in the economy. A lot has changed since the idyllic white picket fences, the 2.5 kids and a dog in the suburbs. That ideology was first started, and we kind of trace that back to the 50s and 60s with the rise of suburbia, and a lot of change. So we're kind of out to just see, so are people still dreaming? How has that dream changed? Is that a real dream for anyone? And how are people achieving that dream?
I'm curious, Nathaniel, I wanted to ask you, and Carla, I want to ask you this also. It is this notion of the American dream. It is such a pervasive one. Is it something that you, Nathaniel, did you say that you think this really arose in the 50s, or do you think this was so much part of our narrative before that?
I definitely think it's a part of our narrative before that. I think that particular imagery of the white picket fence
is a 50s one, right?
Yes. I definitely think, I mean, there's some great literature out there that kind of traces it back to, the Puritans who came over from Europe. There's great literature out there that kind of puts it in our national dialogue from the start.
Carla, why did KCPT want to get involved with this project?
It was a huge opportunity for us to really engage with the local community and talk to people, you know, firsthand. We were very lucky in that we produced another series prior with Nathaniel and his and Christopher Cook, who heads up another organization here. So we first of all did a series called Your Fellow Americans, which was about race, immigration, and the American dream. And with that series, they were short videos, but again, the big part for that was dialogue. So we went out into the community and hosted town hall events and just really had some conversations. It's now, some schools have picked it up and put it on their curriculum. And again, we learned a lot from that series, and from that since then, the evolution of ReDream has been pretty amazing. We're very lucky that we have 14 other stations, including ourselves, involved. So we're getting a really good reach of people and a really diverse perspective.
And Nathaniel, as Carla said, 14 member stations. The goal is to bolster dialogue. How many different videos and what else is on the ReDream website?
So on we have a fantastic website. Thanks for asking that. So there's 40 videos. And right now, let's see, as of today, the 21st video came out today.
Oh, that's perfect for our 21st show. You guys planned that, right?
Fantastic. I didn't realize that. Yeah, so there's a new video releases every day. It goes live on our website at ReDreamProject.org. Each of those videos is following an individual as they pursue happiness, their version of the American dream, and they'll be talking about what opportunities are enabling them to achieve their dreams and what barriers they're finding in their way.
And
also on the website.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We're sort of collecting dreams because, of course, 40 stories is great, but we understand there's so many more dreams out there, and we want to encourage people to dream and to encourage other people to join the conversation. So we have this great page that's just at ReDreamProject.org/dreams. You'll see it in the navigation on the page, where we have hundreds of dreams collected of people who have come online wrote down what their dream is, and we'd invite any of your viewers to do that as well, to input their dreams and kind of join the conversation that way.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that in a minute, but I wanted to play a little bit of some of the stories that are on the site. And one of the people featured on the site is Adriana Aguilar, and she's an undocumented immigrant. She came to the U.S. at the age of one, and now she's trying to make her way through college. So let's take a little bit of a listen to Adriana's story.
My name is Adriana Aguilar. I am 26 years old. I migrated from Mexico to the United States when I was a year and a half. I am the oldest and only woman of five siblings. My parents highlight the fact that if we didn't have resources here in the United States because we are undocumented, we always have to hustle and create opportunities for us. I started realizing I'm undocumented. I don't have access to financial aid. I cannot apply to a job in an office like my other friends because I don't have social security. I cannot receive health benefits. I suffered depression, and that was something that I never talked to my parents about because I never had an example of my parents saying, I can't, I give up. That was not that it was not acceptable, but it was not mentioned on the table. So it was really hard for me to express that. So I had to deal with my own depression by my own. For many, higher education means social mobility. It's earning another tool to have access. Like, how can I use that in my favor in order to be resilient to the situation? You know, higher education means that my parents came to the United States for a reason, and that reason is happening, you know.
That was Adriana Aguilar. She's one of 40 voices featured in videos created by the ReDream Project team. We're speaking with their producers right now, Nathaniel Bozart and Carla McCabe. They've joined us with 21st, by the way, if you're just joining us, is one of the partners with ReDream. It's a nationwide series. It's being led by KCPT. Nathaniel, how did you find Adriana and the other voices that were featured in the videos?
We found them through our networks. The hard part was having to kind of narrow it down. What we did originally was we decided, you know, with this series, we want to show as much diversity of what America means, who's living here as possible. So we actually made a spreadsheet, and we kind of wrote down how are people different. So people are different maybe by race or nationality, by their religion or their gender or their sexuality or all these different things, socioeconomic status. We created that list, and then we tried to just sort of start filling categories, which was kind of an incredibly cold way to go about a task.
But it's such an interesting thing, though, right? Because as you're seeing all those different categories, Nathaniel, do you feel like all of those different categories of people that make up America all have different, did you find that they had very different ways that they approached the question of what their American dream was?
I'd say a little bit. I think certainly what we found is that there's so much similarity too, is that, and that's definitely what we hope to find to kind of let this project show how, yeah, like we have so many things that could divide us, so many things that do make us different, but really like, across the board, everyone has kind of at the bottom of their dream is, you know, they want to be fed with a home, they want to have a family, they want to be happy, and everybody shares that in common, which is kind of the great unifying thing of dreams, right? That we all have dreams like this that unify us.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to another story. I'm thinking about Kyle Smitley, the founder of a school in Detroit. What's interesting about Kyle is that Kyle's dream is to actually help kids be able to achieve their dreams. So let's take a listen to this woman who's trying to bridge the opportunity gap for kids in Detroit.
To me, when I hear people talk about the American dream, what it means to me is this idea that people can come from anywhere, any class, any country, any city, and if you're willing to work hard enough, you can have it all. For me, the American dream looks like working hard to get to a place that you decide you want to get to that will ultimately fulfill you in a way that you're satisfied with. My role is the founder and executive director of Detroit Achievement Academy. Detroit Achievement Academy is a free public school located on the northwest side of Detroit. The opportunity gap for kids in Detroit is tremendous. I'm seeing firsthand how the cycle of poverty and groups of people being entirely marginalized can affect everyone's opportunity. So part of my passion, my work, is not only to close the opportunity gap for kids, but knowing that, like, I need to close it for their parents. Like, their parents, like, want nothing more than to get a really awesome job and provide for their families, but they just literally have every card in the deck stacked against them in a way that no one, regardless of education level or work ethic, could overcome. And that, I think, is what drives me to close the opportunity gap. My pursuit of happiness is intertwined with my students in so much that I want nothing more than for them to believe that they can do whatever they want. And I would hope that they would see what it looks like to be an adult that is working really hard to do good work for other people. And I just hope that I can be one of many, hopefully, models of that in their life as well.
That was Kyle Smitley, founder of a school in Detroit. And Nathaniel, Carla, what was so interesting to me about her dream was that it's actually to help kids be able to achieve their dream. And as you all have been working on capturing people's dreams, how often is it that you find someone whose dream is centered around making a difference in other people's lives?
Yeah, I'll jump in here. I think it has been really surprising to us, and I'll give an example of an event that we had a couple of weeks ago here in Kansas City. It was a youth ambassadors event, and the youth ambassadors is an organization who works with kids between the age of 14 and 18 that come from, you know, the urban core. They are extremely inspiring. They're taught social skills, basic social skills, how to prep for job interviews, presentation skills, and they stood up in a room and basically read each other's stories, which were very, very raw, hard-hitting, sensitive subject matters. So at the end of that event, we stood up and asked them to, you know, what their American dream was and to share that with us. And it still gives me goosebumps every time I think of it, because every one of those kids, all they could talk about was giving back. Everything was about their community or their family. It was, for example, one young child said that she just wants to go to college so that she can look after her mum afterwards the way she's looked after her. And it was just very, very inspiring to hear kids who don't really have very much and have never had very much, as well as the experiences that they've had in their lives. Most people will not see in their lifetime, but yet everything they kept talking about was given back either in their community or family, as I say. So that has been a big message. I would say a lot of the people that we've talked to with community events, they are very much, you know, they're not talking about themselves wanting the fancy car, or yes, people do aspire to have a home and their health and a family, but yet they still seem to really buy into this community, this sense of community again.
Nathaniel, we just have about a minute or two left, but I wanted to ask you, what's been the most surprising thing to you as you're the one who kind of came up with this idea, and as you've gone through 40 of these stories, you're hearing these stories as you're going out and doing events across the country, what's been the most surprising thing you've learned from this whole experience?
Wow. That's tough. I think I'm maybe surprised by people's optimism. I definitely kind of fall into a camp that I certainly think there's a lot of things that need fixing in our country, just to be honest about my kind of personally where I stand. And so we've heard these amazing stories from people, and they tell you about the barriers they've faced. And you, me as the one doing the interviewing in many circumstances, I'm thinking, wow, like this is just nuts. Like, the cards have been stacked against them the whole way. And then we get to the end of the interview, and the question that we always ask is, hey, so do you think your version of the American dream is available to all Americans? And it's a really weighty question. And many times I anticipate an answer that's going to be sort of pessimistic or just kind of a glasses half empty look at life. But there's so many times that people say, you know what, like, people can make it. People can make it if they work harder. People can make it with just a little bit of luck. And I think that optimism has surprised me. And I think
that's a great message. Yeah, thanks for that, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
That's Nathaniel Bozart, associate producer for ReDream. Carla McCabe is the executive producer for ReDream. You heard them talk about events. We're going to be doing some of them as well. So stay tuned to our show. Follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, at 21st Show, to find out about the events we'll be doing with ReDream. Again, the website is redreamproject.org. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
On Friday, Hillary Clinton's candidacy has lots of people talking about women in politics. We'll be talking about women with women politicians in Illinois about their experience. I'm Nyla Boodoo. This is The 21st. Thanks for listening.